Welcome to Am I in the Wrong Room? A podcast exploring self-discovery, growth, joy, and the journey to your most authentic life. I'm Kimberly, your host and fairy godsister. Hey, welcome back, or welcome to the podcast. Today's episode is going to be about dealing with self-betrayal, healing, self-forgiveness. Let's get into it. Hey, I don't know about you, but I miss the journal prompts and the affirmations. The last two topics, maybe three. I should have looked back, but I counted my episodes this time, and this is definitely episode 9. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, why aren't you following me on Instagram? See now, look at you. Anyway, the last two, maybe three topics have been a little heavy and a little dark too. This may not be light and airy, but it's definitely encouraging and full of things for you to think about. I really want to point out to you that there are resources that I have linked in the description of each show. There are links that provide a multitude of ways to find a therapist that fits your individual personality, lifestyle, and gender. If I found a great video or article that is more helpful than me or a powerful standalone, I usually provide a link to it in the description as well. So make sure you check that out when you can. Just want to throw it out there. If you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts, definitely leave me a review. It does so much for me. It means a lot to the show. It means a lot to me. And if I'm helping you or I make you think or I get on your nerves, actually, if I get on your nerves, just tell me directly. But if you love the show, please be sure to leave me a review on iTunes. I would really appreciate that. So let's recap. We've gone over a lot of areas. I wanted to provide insight into domestic violence, and especially when it's psychologically and emotionally driven. The focus tends to fall on physical, and it's not really simple to find widespread support. Also, it affects women and men. I want to highlight that because while women do face unique challenges, it's just crazy out here for all of us. There's an account I follow on IG that shared a Twitter thread with men talking about their first terrible experiences with women. It was so bad, y'all. Like, I know the experiences of my women friends, myself, but the stories that were posted, it was just so bad. Also, that same week, I listened to the Residual Impact podcast on the dangers of online dating and dating tips for men. And again, it was just like, no matter how terrible it can be for women, it is just as bad for men. Make sure you check them out. The podcast is available on so many platforms. You can hit them up on Instagram as the Residual Impact Podcast. They're on YouTube. I believe the name is Residual Impact Podcast. They are funny, educated, and honestly coming from a place of abuse. I appreciate all of my indirect experiences with men that let me know that not everyone is crazy. Okay, so back to our topic for today. I'm free. You may be free. You're thinking about getting free recently, long ago, whatever. But now the things that were done to you have sort of quieted down in your system. There's been like a level of acceptance because you can't change it. So now you're doing the healing work. You're doing the hard work of putting yourself together. You've been learning and you want to grow, but you have all these feelings and issues and changes and problems that you didn't ask for. You can't change what has happened, but you may feel guilty. You may feel shame. You may feel paranoia. And PTSD aside, there's that self-betrayal and your recognition of it that you need to do something with. And pushing it down inside of you is not what I'm talking about. So how can you figure out where you're going when all you think about is how much you have messed up? You feel this overwhelming responsibility for how you have let this go wrong. And even though you had to grow up through what's happened to you, Dr. Grant H. Benner says this: it is the feeling of blaming, guilt, and shame, which is so persuasive. It lends effective reality to the experience, even when we understand intellectually that there is a difference between how we feel at fault and how we should feel innocent. Even when we understand that while we may have some responsibility, we do not need to attack ourselves. And the stance that we take up can influence the people we choose and whom we gravitate toward as a result of unconscious influences. Self-betrayal is a source or a cause of cognitive dissonance. In those moments where you come out of that and all you feel is pain and disappointment in yourself, is each chance you have to forgive yourself and fix it. It's the time when you can take steps to make this permanently go away and heal yourself. The places you found dopamine hits, and I'm talking about myself now, allows you to block it out, but it'll only get worse. How do you get the courage when all that comes to your mind is the wrong that you've done and how much you've hurt your own self in the past? You can't stay stuck here. So let's do some introspection work together. I mean, obviously, I can't hear your answers, but get your journal and let's write down the journal prompts and affirmations we're going to go through. I really should make like affirmation and prompt cards or something, although I don't mind you re-listening to the podcast. That does sound kind of helpful now that I'm saying it out loud. Okay, seriously though, take the time to go through these areas because it should help you foster a discussion with your therapist or trusted party to help you get an internal and external perspective of the situation that you're currently facing. And you can set your journal or these specific pages on fire. Never forget that option. So let's start with our first affirmation and say it loud. I cannot stay stuck in what has happened, or I am never going to see what is going to happen. And I lied. There are two affirmations. God really didn't bring me this far to leave me or remove me from anything in my life that he's not going to replace with something better. So let's hit our steps. First, accept the guilt. Awareness is the best first step. Acknowledge what you are feeling. Here is the perfect place to write in your journal all the things you actually feel. So write down, why do you think it's your fault? And here are some examples of what I mean. Saying yes when you meant to say no. Compromising yourself or agreeing in the name of compromise and feeling the weight of that. Acknowledging how you allowed yourself to be manipulated or now see it after the fact. Having sex when you didn't want to and leaving your body in order to endure it or to keep the peace. And sidebar, I don't mean rape. This is kind of one of those gray areas where you did agree to have sex. You maybe didn't want to. It was more of a people-pleasing action. And you were fully aware that you allowed it to happen and eventually gave your consent. Falling into survival behaviors that you find disappointing. Not defending yourself. Making yourself second or third, and now you are in a state of struggle to heal. People-pleasing. Ignoring your needs. Allowing others to direct your behavior, like being on time to work. Being in or staying in a relationship that at some point you came to realize was abusive. Missing red flags and staying in cognitive dissonance. Staying with or defending your abuser. I want you to repeat this affirmation as long as you need to. I did what I knew to do at the time, and I will have the chance to treat myself better. Acknowledge that internally, you may have stepped into the role of your abuser towards yourself. Reactive abuse is a thing. And when you're triggered into it, it's often fighting back for some level of respect from the person who's abusing you. You may have taken up the viewpoint and perspective that's been thrown at you repeatedly. So I want you to write out, think of the things you hear people say if they knew your story. Write out the accusations and disregard you hear when you think back. What is the blame that is playing in your head? And I have a few more affirmations for you. I can only make positive changes by giving myself the love I needed back then. No one else had it or has that for me. I was manipulated and I wasn't supposed to know better. I was purposely held in a state to cause my behavior. Now I know better. What happened doesn't define my future. What happened doesn't determine what will happen if I don't allow it. Become aware that some of what you hear is codependency screaming at you for no longer being codependent. a lot of what you have gone through may have left you with a shell of yourself. But remember, you have the chance to refill the shell with the truest forms of yourself now. You may feel crazy, but your nervous system is inflamed and your ego, along with your mind, is wrapped in a cycle, whether it's a trauma bond or other thing, and it's playing on repeat. You fought for whatever you believed in, and now a part of you doesn't know what to do or be without that fight. So here's our second step. Remove the layers. What is, quote unquote, protecting you from dealing with your feelings? What do you do when the thoughts of how you let this happen or your responsibility in it come? What do you do when you just feel shitty? Do you drink? Do you smoke? What numbs or makes it more bearable for you? Do you get your dopamine hits from excessively shopping? Repeat with me. I will not feel guilty for the things I have used to survive. And I want you to journal. Just acknowledge what these things are. If you can name the emotions that you are trying to deal with, when you feel grief, do you smoke until it doesn't matter anymore? When you feel frustrated, do you drink until the buzz makes everything much funnier or you just don't have to care? Once you've done that, repeat this with me. I'm stronger than my feelings. I can learn how to settle the emotions within myself. And now I want you in your journal, and I want you to really take your time on this. Craft the self you think you should be in your mind. What is the self that you feel is the one that can stand up and be confident and take criticism? Someone will always have something to say, but what is the best version of you? Step 3, script affirmations. If you're old enough to remember when a punishment was writing a phrase over and over and over again, line by line, and usually that's when someone pulled out those horrible yellow pads and then you had to write in like perfect penmanship and they made you start completely over. Well, scripting an affirmation isn't punishment, and that's the difference. It's a way to focus on what should be and what you should hear in your own head. It can be writing a phrase. It can be writing a scripture. You can pray while you do it. You can write your prayer. So here are some of my personal affirmations that I crafted for myself, i.e. I didn't write these for y'all like I normally do when we do an episode. I wrote these for me several months ago. Pushing through fear is less frightening than living with the underlying fear that comes from feeling helpless. I vibrate on the same frequency as God's will for me. Therefore, all of his blessings flow to me. From within my own heart is the source of happiness and love in my life. She, or he, who has no friend, has God. I'll admit, guys, I believe that's an Arabic proverb, and it's really he who has no friend has God. But I changed it to she because, well, I'm talking about myself. I am ever evolving into greatness. Each day is new. God is not petty. I am loved. I'm quiet enough to hear God's voice. See God's hand, vibe in his will, and accept and receive his guidance each day. The fear will never go away as long as I continue to grow anyway. Use the affirmations I've already stated or from other episodes. And if you'd like me to compile them all in one place, leave some orange hearts on any post on IG and I'll get on it. 4, talk to God. You need to see yourself the way God designed you. You have a chance right now to trade in your current circumstances for his plans. You can get the show put back together the right way. Pastor Jerry Flowers of Redefine TV started doing Therapy Thursdays every other Thursday. It is super helpful in general, and if you haven't found the right mental health professional. I linked the most recent episode in the show description, so be sure you go check that out. It's a really great video. Pastor T.D. Jakes, well, he always has a great message, but he has one specifically that I also linked in the show description too. I'm not a pastor or a minister, so I think that this particular message would best come from one. But what I will say is when I stopped getting mad at God for what seemed to be going wrong and falling apart, I was able to get on a path I'm actually excited about. But the path I'm seeing still requires work. I still have to fight myself not to fear. I still have to remind myself that I should not try to handle it on my own all the time, and to pray and to ask God to direct me who I should ask for help. But I'm also excited and happy to follow God's plan, especially as I'm understanding it for my life. So it's time for a journal prompt. Who does God say I am? And for my non-Christians, don't forget my bestie here. What have I learned about how to conduct myself based on my spiritual beliefs? What examples exist, not on my behavior, but on my value? How can I realign with that? Step 5, talk to a therapist. So I've been preaching this for like the last 9 episodes. I know what it's like to have a not so great or helpful therapist. I also know now what it's like to have a lit therapist. There is a difference. You have to date a therapist. You have to consider out-of-network, reimbursement, and no insurance therapy. I understand the cost, but you have to understand that there are resources that will also help you pay for therapy. And I'll try to gather a few more. I think I have at least one in the show description. I'll try to see if there's a few more and link them, or I will post them over on Instagram in a post that you don't have to catch a story to see it. But because you're a therapist and getting an immediate response back, especially when you're in a crisis or having someone you can call in a crisis who will talk to you, who will be there with you in the least judgmental way, where you won't have someone say something crazy to you when your world is falling apart, or someone who can unburden you as you heal, is priceless. Having someone to monitor meds, to encourage you, to see what you can't see, to encourage your inner protector and literally never judges you, priceless. Having someone who can remember when it was bad to show you the progress that you are making and not to remind you of how you were once a fuck up at some point, priceless. I have gone to therapy, felt no difference, and actually felt worse and completely unhelped. And now I never feel that way. Date around, quote unquote, date around until you find the therapist for you. 6, or step 6. Start reprogramming. Look at everything that you've written. And obviously, you're not going to look at it now because you're listening to me. But once you've gone through all your journal prompts and you've taken the time to really write out what you have, after you've done all this work, here's what your next journal prompt is going to be. Now I want you to write out how none of that matters, because those people, that blame that you hear, that guilt, that shame, those responses, the people in your personal comments weren't there. Acknowledge how everyone's actions are not just their knowledge. Acknowledge that knowledge is not universal. Acknowledge that some people are just reacting out of their own trauma when they tell you what to do. You did what you knew you could do. A lot of times when people avoid things, do you realize they're avoiding things out of fear? It's not because they don't know better. It's not because they have more self-esteem than you. Some people might, but not everybody. And some people are really just saying things to you out of their own fear. What you hear coming out of them is a projection of their own fear, a projection of their own trauma. They weren't there with you. You made the decisions that you knew you could make. Maybe you made them with rose-colored glasses on. Maybe you made them with blinders on. Nobody else was there. Write it out. Combat every negative thing that you've said about yourself thus far. So take that journal that should now be full. And before you set it on fire, don't do that yet. Go talk to someone who isn't crazy and dismissive about what you have here. Start writing a compassionate rebuttal from inside your head to every negative thing that exists on those pages. When a thought crosses your mind, combat it with the truth and with love. Step 7, grace and mercy. Give it freely. You gave it to someone else. You are a source of it for yourself. You woke up today, so God's got a lot of it for you. Utilize it and let it in. I remember once hearing that mercy was taking all the facts you could to convict someone with and letting it go. This is the truth and you deserve to be punched in the face, but I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to let it go. I'm going to move on. You could put that person on trial. You could beat them down, win, send them to jail for life, or you could choose not to. Show yourself some mercy. Repeat with me. Grace is the chance to offer kindness. Give yourself the kindness to try again. even if I start to see behavior and patterns I've seen before, this time I can stop and do something different. The same situation doesn't have to keep playing out if I don't allow it to. That's true, and it happened, but I can do better this time around. Step 8, recognize. The price goes up every day. You are a new person today. You have a new chance. You see, you know why, and now you can only struggle towards where you want to go. Any progress you make is progress. Every internal battle you win may tire you out, but you also have one last thing to fight each day. Repeat this with me. This is not going to kill me, it didn't kill me yet, and I'm not going to finish myself off. No is a complete sentence. The storyline changes today, and if need be, it'll change a little more tomorrow too. Real safety comes from respecting and enforcing my own boundaries. I am the only person that determines what access others have to me. When I don't like anything, I can revoke access to review or remove. Pastor T.D. Jakes said, "Go back to the place that almost killed you and make sure you get your honey out of it. Don't go back to the person. Go inside of you. Go back to that fight. Go get the honey out." All right, y'all. I gave you a lot to do. It'll likely take a few journal sessions to get through all of this. Fight those internal battles. I know you can. Others know you can too, and that's why people try to seem to want to stop you. And remember what I say that I know you're sick of hearing. I have ADHD. So I've heard so many statements, had so many conversations, been gaslit with frustration and disappointment, packaged and wrapped as motivation so someone else can get what they want. Don't repeat those things. Grace is literally doing what you need to do to succeed without messing someone else up. Now for the admin-y things. I swear for the Lord, I hate admin-related things. Leave a review for the podcast if your platform allows. I really, really, really would appreciate that. Leave some orange hearts if you'd like me to compile all of the affirmations and journal prompts I've dropped today and over past episodes in one place. And by leave, I mean over on Instagram. You can check me out at Am I in the Wrong Room? The link is in the show description. My personal Instagram account is also linked in the show description. Pick any post you want, leave a whole bunch of orange hearts, and I promise you I'll get on it. Y'all, we have one more episode until the end of season one. Thanks for rocking with me, you guys. It's only upwards from here. Of course, there are battles and challenges, but you can always start over. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Ever get sick of someone saying I love you? If there's someone you'll never hear say it again or can't say it to, I doubt that very highly. So, you are loved. Bye.